Talker Podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the _great_CORREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram. And this guy has a website.
Ooh, JustinFullerComedy.com, people.
Yes, yeah, check it out. Indeed. Before we get started, I don't want us to, you know, bring anybody down.
Yep.
But RIP to my brother, Patrick Mills.
RIP.
Rest in powers, baby. We normally celebrate our birthdays together. Mine is coming up on August the 19th. His is August the 20th. He would have been 50. I'm going to be 49. So rest in peace. Also rest in peace to
OCB.
Yo.
I can't walk.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, yo.
Yeah. His real name is Chuck.
Yeah.
His last name escapes me right now.
Mathis?
Matu.
Matu.
Chuck Matu.
Matu. I was close.
Yeah.
Shout out RIP.
Yeah, man.
Chuck.
It's like two hits for real. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, we met online. We never met in person, but, you know, he was going to be a guest on our show. He featured our podcast.
Yep, yep.
It was the episode with I Holler Out. Can you put the link up?
Yeah. The link will be in the description. Yeah,
OCB, he is a great, he has great, his editing is off the chain, but he has, like, commentary.
Well, the vision
commentary.
It's almost like he knew what he wanted to talk about,
right?
So he storyboarded it, you know, basically, and knew what edits he wanted in because they're on point, they're sharp,
right?
And then he just lays out the thing in order. It's
rest in power and prayers to him and his family, and his son, and this is what he told me. He really wanted to be in your life, and you know, you meant a lot to him, and I know things was rocking. If you ever see this,
right?
You know, he wanted to be in your life, and he told me that it was too late for him to be a father to you, but he really wanted to be in your life and be involved, or just to talk to you every day. That's what he wanted. That's what he told me. So, you know, rest in power, Patrick Mills and OCB.
And OCB.
And also DJ Polo from Coogee Rapping Polo. So, you remember those old school rhymes and, you know. Yeah, man. So, you know what? Check on your peeps, y'all. Check on your peeps.
Yeah. No. Need to.
Reach out more. Yeah, just reach out. Even in a text. You don't have to have a full-blown conversation. You know? If you love somebody, send it in a text. You know, people act like telling somebody they love them is like taboo.
Right.
And so terrible and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not taboo and terrible. If you go to their funeral and you're crying, it's because you loved them.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with letting that person know that you love them while he's here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell my peeps I love them all the time.
Love you, dog.
Yeah. Love you too, brother. Cheers.
Let's make it a trend.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, people are afraid to say that shit, dog.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
For what?
I don't know.
What?
Cause, oh man.
I mean, you know, men love.
A man
to be a man is to love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We all trying to make a positive footprint in this earth. You know what I'm saying? So.
You know. I mean, most of us are anyway. You know what I'm saying? There's a few bad ones out there.
I mean, I don't think that they think that they're bad.
They're just doing what they need to do.
Miseducated and misguided.
Well, there's a lot of people that are because of society and how it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just you fall into a certain path or a certain way of life because that's all that's around you and you don't know any better. And it's just one of those things, man. It's crazy because you look at everybody in this world and people are so, you know, high on, you know, being better and this and that, and it's just you're just lucky to be born where you were.
So many people are, you know, yeah. I mean, born where they were, born in situations. But in addition to that, I agree with that. But they're also like so into, like, you know, what the army used to advertise, the army of one. That is a oxymoron. Army, you can't be one.
No. Well, one cohesion, one purpose. One.
If you're moving in a unit, one purpose.
That's what like, it's all supposed to be, like, you know.
Army of one. It's an oxymoron. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying everybody is taking on that, you know, me, my, I. Don't talk to me. What they do is their business over there. That's them over there. Type of mentality.
I mean, well, because it's been forced to become that way because people used to be in other people's business, and then it got to be hazardous for other people to be in other people's business.
I don't think it's like, you know what? It's the knowledge of knowing that we all need each other to survive.
Agreed.
To thrive.
Yeah.
To live, to eat. You need other people, regardless if you want to be a hermit and go into the grocery store and not speak to anyone and pick up your food.
Right.
But I wonder if everybody thought that way.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, if everybody thought that way, you know, with this, you know, this DoorDash, leave it at the door, treadmills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Treadmills, no social skill. I homeschool my kid.
Yep.
You know, you homeschool your kid and you're what you're doing is taking away social skills. What you're doing is having that child thinking that everybody operates like your family.
Yeah. Unless you got a real fucked up family to teach them what's out there in the world. And most families have at least a little bit of everybody. So.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, it teaches you different social skills. It teaches you that people are different.
Yeah. Like, oh, definitely.
It teaches you that people come from different ethnic backgrounds. They have different cultures and things like that.
Yeah. You know what the best thing was? I mean, it wasn't the best thing, but when I took my son, when he was, I want to say maybe 3, 4, maybe even young, maybe 2, I can't remember. We went to the park, and we let him play with other kids. You know, so he's probably like 3 or 4. And, you know, just to see how he would react, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If somebody got bumped or whatever the case, and, you know, handled good. Social skills were on point. You know what I mean? Handle yourself okay. You know what I mean? It's just, I get it. I get it, though, because sometimes you don't want to go anywhere. DoorDash is great.
Yeah, I mean, DoorDash is great, but, you know, I can remember being a kid. I can remember.
Oh, yeah, we're out all day playing, dude.
And like, even seeing a kid you don't know. You know, just watch how the kids interact with one another. They're smiling. They're looking at each other. They just like, hey, I'm over here bored as fuck.
Yeah, right.
You want to play or what? Yeah, you know, like, look at my toy. You got this? You want to play with it? Look, he can do this. Or, you know, it don't matter what race.
Nope.
Girl or boy.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to play.
They just want to play.
And coexist with one another.
Yeah.
And what interferes with that is the parents.
Yep. Yep.
The goofballs.
Yep. Yep. Because they were taught a certain way or they feel in a way they were treated, so they're, you know what I mean? They decide to teach their kids, or it's usually taught by them, but from their parents and generations, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it takes somebody to break that chain.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
It's tough, man. Like I said, I thought growing up we were past that to an extent. Like, I seen it. You know, like I said, my buddy, I heard it all the time with him growing up. And but, like, when we were in high school, like, It was like almost like in the 90s. It was almost like it was gone. You know what I mean? In a sense, it was like, it was gone. We didn't hear nothing. There was no name calling, you know, because we were grown. I wasn't with them all the time, though. So, you know what I mean, obviously. But it was just like, okay, things are okay in the world. And then you hear about other shit, and you're like, really? People really still think that way?
Well, you know what? Let me just say this.
Yeah, no, they do.
And I'm about to open up another book. This is something that, you know, I'm a thinker. You know, sometimes I think like I smoke weed, but I don't.
Nope.
But
I do the force both.
This is what I thought about. This is what I thought about. Like, I've heard on several occasions.
Escrow? No, I'm kidding.
Not yet. I should have did that tonight.
Yeah, that would have been perfect.
Yeah. But, but what I was thinking is like, you know, I heard on many occasions, like Jamaicans. They didn't hear or know about separations of races until they came here. Bob Marley came out with a song, you know, One Love.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get together and feel all right. If you ask me, that was all about weed. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah.
And people smoking weed together, and they didn't really know any differences. But that's one thing that I see. I'm not promoting marijuana in no shape, form, or fashion, but I'm just going by from what I see. That's one way and this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but it's just weird. Wiz Khalifa was on this show, Eric Andre Wild's House. This green man or whatever creature, supposedly creature or alien, something, I forget what it was. Wiz Khalifa was on the show. It was supposed to scare the crap out of Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa just did like this. He hit the blunt and then he passed it to whatever the creature was, like, here, you want to hit this? But, you know, it was just like, that actually brings people together. It brings people together from whatever.
And you'll never see no fights.
No fights. And I'm wondering, is that why weed was illegal and taboo for so long? Because that's like one of the tools that can bring the races and cultures together. Maybe that's it, until they figured out a way to, like, okay, we can't have that on the market, because they could have been legalized it just like they did alcohol.
Well, it was a bunch of different, mostly because of money, I think.
I think it was because of money. Think about how they legalized alcohol and put their hands in that.
William Randolph Hearst owned the paper company, owned the Times, so he owned the paper mills. And hemp is a much better product in any way, shape, or form. They're making hemp paper. They were making Henry Ford made a hemp bumper that withstood a hammer. You know what I mean? Hemp was the one biggest thing. But since he ran the paper, he didn't want to be cut out of the business. So he printed up things in propaganda. You know, marijuana coming up from Mexico, and Black people were taking it and raping white women, and that was the whole Reefer Madness movie, and you know what I mean? And so the whole propaganda machine started going against marijuana to get it out of, you know.
Okay.
Because of the hemp and all that.
So I could see marijuana.
And a couple of, like I said.
I could see marijuana, like, you know, putting their hands into the pharmaceutical company.
I was going to say pharmaceuticals,
because it has
a
lot of medicinal benefits.
A lot, yep.
I can see it also.
But you see why it's being legalized now. It's because it's so profitable.
It's been profitable.
Yeah, but now they want that money.
I think it's been profitable. And now they said, you know, they're trying to make you like.
But think about the hippie movement too. So you have I don't think that's why they did it, you know what I mean, to stop people from getting together, but that was like the whole hippie movement too, like, you know, LSD and everybody
promoting
free love and all that shit.
Yeah, but see, if you have free love and people getting together, the worst thing that can happen
is harmony. They can't control people like that.
They can't control people with harmony. They
can't.
So that's why they made this non-binary marijuana, and they're selling it now.
Non-binary?
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I made it up right quick. But anyway, but it's like marijuana that gets you high.
But don't give you the cerebral effects?
I don't know.
That you think?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't smoke it.
I do.
I don't know.
I don't know the stuff I'm getting. I don't. They say there's recreational and medical, but it's all the same weed. I guarantee it's all the same shit. So
I don't know.
You just get different perks. And get
because to me, the ones that used to have seeds and burn your holes in your clothes is the one that brought people together. You know what I mean? Like
no, this weed does. It brings people together.
You think
see,
so?
You see us in circles passing it.
No, I don't know. I don't partake, but...
No, you see.
I see.
We're all together.
It.
Hey.
I don't know, but they don't seem like... I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. But I also think
I've never had a bad time around people smoking bud.
Right. I hear you. But, you
alcohol
know...
Alcohol causes mad problems. Fights.
Keep
arguments.
That in mind, people. Divide and conquer. Like,
yep.
Because it was like, all right. So if you think about it, the powers that be... Sometimes they always try to separate.
Mm-hmm.
This election is coming up. They're trying to separate.
Yep.
When the thing came out, they tried to separate. They separated with the non-vax and the vax.
Oh yeah.
Separate.
Yeah, the other people. That's what you do, you other people.
Yeah, you be like this one or that, or not them. You put them over there.
Yeah, the non-vax.
And then you know it's separation in everybody. Mm-hmm. You got people with degrees and not degrees.
Mm-hmm.
People with degrees, they look down on people with no degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell those people like, degrees is just like I always use this example. You can go to Juilliard, you can go to Berkeley, and get all the degrees, and never be able to play like Prince.
Yep.
Never. Never be able to play like Prince.
Never.
He's born with it. You know, and you got
and
some
he loved
people,
it. There's a passion. It's called passion.
It's passion, and it's also like born knowledge.
We talked about it like with Eminem.
I shared some marketing thoughts with somebody that actually took class on marketing.
Right.
And these were my thoughts, the things that I developed. And he was blown back, and he was amazed. And he said, "This is what you're saying is what we learned in school." And it was just stuff that I observed, and I was like, "This is what we
pay attention to."
Yeah, you know, just like to me, it's like certain common sense. To me, it makes sense. You know, everything is math in my mind. Everything is math. You know, things add up as equations and things. I'm not a mathematician, but things are just math. And
Terrence Howard?
No.
Okay.
No. No. He's on. I wouldn't say he's on a different level than I am, but. I don't know. I don't want to sit up here and be like, but
I was just playing. I was just messing with you.
I didn't want to say like, yeah,
no.
I'm something like that.
No, I get it. I see what you're saying.
I mean, you know, I might be. I'm something like that a little bit, but you know, not to toot my own horn or nothing. You know.
No, I get you, man.
Yeah, but like you know, like for me, it's like. I'm a person with a 10th grade education.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm telling
Which is amazing.
Thank you.
That I even, yeah.
Yeah. I have a 10th grade education. And.
But you learned on the streets.
I learned everywhere.
Yeah.
On the streets. I have people that I associate with.
Do you have life skills?
From many walks of life.
Yep.
From what people can consider the bottom. To what people can consider the top. I have people in my phone that are like that,
yep.
That I can call, that will pick up the phone right now from all walks of life. And it's like, because we all people, and we all need each other. And I recognize and know that, and some people realize that too. So it's like...
Yeah, but you got people trapped in this world, and they're so blind to the... To really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They think that politics matter and that this presidential election matters when they see the president now, acting president, is just too old to do the job and is not fit and shouldn't have been. And
I don't think he's too old. I think he's
too old. There comes a time
you could be old and still have all your brain function.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
He doesn't have all his brain function, and people can get can get dementia at any age.
I get it, but they're sitting there and lying and acting like that.
That they don't see it.
No, they don't see it. Like, oh, he's fine, and the government's running just fine.
You know what?
Like, we're not breaking down. Our decisions aren't being made.
No pun intended. But I hate to say this, bro. But from my observation, I've seen white people do that all the time.
All the time.
And I'm not trying to be funny or racist or nothing, but people, like, dude could be dead wrong.
Yes.
And say some fucked up shit.
Yes.
And then somebody will be like, oh, he's all right. He's all right. He just this, that, da 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 da. And it's all that type of excuses in it came from, in my life experience, I'm not saying not all,
uh-huh,
but most has been white people.
I'm sure.
And I'm not trying to be racist or nothing like
that. Once again, you look at me like, I think Fred looks at me like I have any rebuttal. Fred.
Shout out to Fred.
I grew up a certain way. You act like I don't see these things.
But this is what I'm saying, though. Like, I watched this interview, and this, I forget who she was. I forget her title. But they asked her several times, do they think Joe Biden should step down? And and she kept answering, well, if he wants to, if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm tripping that I was watching this, but I watch stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's in my blood. I'm sorry. My father used to watch this stuff. He used to watch Meet the Press.
He watched 2020. I zone out of this shit anymore.
He listened to NPR 24/7. I'm addicted to this news talk stuff. I am a nerd. I just look cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
You go.
No, but seriously. And I might have a crush on Candace Owens. Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, she's cool.
She's married.
Yeah.
She got three kids.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know how much stuff she says. But
She says a lot of things that I agree with. Yeah. And she has a lot of things that I think that, you know, she needs some, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't hate Candace Owens.
Right.
I don't hate her.
No, yeah, I got
it. I don't hate Charleston White.
Yeah.
I don't hate Jesse Lee Peterson. That's actually my dog.
My dog.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, people need to open their minds. They listen to clips of things and they think that that's the way the person thinks without listening to the entire interview. You have to listen to the entire interview.
You can't just judge and
make an opinion on a clip.
Yeah.
You know, and media manipulates things to make people think, you know, they say this or they say that. But, you know what I'm saying? But back to the marijuana thing, it's like, I don't know. It's like, to me, it's been illegal.
Forever.
And now it's all of a sudden like, legal, come get your weed,
y'all. You know why?
Come get your weed, y'all. Come roll it up, y'all.
That's because of that money.
Yeah, but it's always could have been about
no,
that.
No, you know why? Because it was a reason to put most black people in jail. That was a way to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you keep it illegal. You make money by putting people in prisons. You keep the prison industry well, and you know, and
making like
and all
it,
that
everything put it like this, everything made in USA was made by prisoners.
Yeah, so you have that, you know what I mean?
So not a recreation, every state,
but you still have people who like the fucking party. And guess what? They're like, hey, what the fuck? You know, we can make money off of this. And then you've seen, I think Colorado was the first state to legalize it, dude. I think the first year they got, I want to say, over $100 million in tax money because of it. and they were giving money to the citizens. Yep. The residents of Colorado, because they got so much money in taxes because of the marijuana. So
I also think that anybody, each state that makes it legal for recreational use, anybody that's in jail for any marijuana related
should be
out.
Set free.
100%. Set free.
And given some fucking payback for being in jail for something.
Or a job at a dispensary.
Yep. Facts. Or a grower.
Get certified growing.
Because guess what? Many people who are in the drug industry would be like CEOs of companies if it was.
Some are right now.
Some
have survived it, and I know a couple of them personally that are.
Yeah.
And doing well.
Because they know what the hell they're doing because mm-hmm. they're businessmen and it's just a product.
Yeah.
And they're able to push a certain product. And look, drugs sell themselves. Nobody's pushing shit on nobody. People ask, hey, you want this? No. Bet. Nobody's forcing drugs on you because they want money from them. They're not going to give you free shit unless they know it's good shit and they're just a sample and then they want you to come back.
Right.
Other than that, you're paying for it and they're not just fucking forcing it on you. So it's that's been one of the sore subjects of me. Like, look, growing up, I would, you know, just say no to drugs, all that shit. I wanted to play sports. My dad put it in my head, you know, this and that. And so I never wanted to smoke marijuana. My buddy started smoking. This was the bad thing. And he had a lot going on, so this wasn't the only reason. But in my mind, it was like he started smoking and then he dropped out of it. He stopped playing. He didn't drop out. He stopped playing football. You know what I mean? I'm like, it does do that to you. I'm mm-hmm. like, what's wrong with you? You know, but he was also going through it because he lost his father. A lot of shit, you know what I mean? So I understand why he did it. But then, you know, it's like when I was 20, I dropped out of college. So this was the thing. I went to college, dropped out of college, and then started smoking butt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like I started smoking and dropped out. So yeah. I was already living, you know, doing my thing. And I was just out with my buddies and... Before we went out to a club one night, and they gave me a shotgun, dude. You know how you turn it around? I drove, and I drove like the best I ever drove. I had my dad's van, dude. I'm backing that bitch up like I had a fucking tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Went in the club. I had smoke stone fucking lungs. I'm talking. Never looked back since, dude. I always and because. I never had a bad experience. I know people have bad experiences.
So what was the name of that movie when the guy took that pill and he was smart as hell?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Now you're testing my memory like goddamn.
It was a guy from...
Bradley Cooper.
It was Bradley Cooper from...
Limitless?
Limitless.
Limitless.
So, woo! Good job.
Thank you.
So we did Limitless to you.
Possibly.
He was driving like, whoa, going.
Dude, you know. That was the first time I'm like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. This is not bad. But then, of course, you get paranoid because, I'm high. I don't want the cops to pull me over.
You get paranoid you high.
And it's illegal.
And then people be like, you fuck. And you look at yourself like, huh? Like, what?
Dude.
Fixing your clothes? Like,
dude.
What
do
you mean?
Do I still look high?
I look high. Wait a minute, hold on.
Wait.
I look high?
No, it's because they can smell it on you. That's exactly what it
is. I still look high?
My eyes are big.
They can smell it on you. Your eyes be down.
Dude, but that's
indica. And you might do the international weed laugh.
Speaking of laughing,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Shit. AJ.
Yo.
Be quiet. Shh. Shh. You hear that?
What?
That's my hair growing.
Ah! Shit. You hear that shit, man?
My hair growing, dog. You hear that shit?
I see it, dog.
Oh, shit.
If you just stand still, I can see it. hey, I trim my beard and I look like Beetlejuice. My head look a lot smaller without the beard.
Yeah.
Like a little nugget.
Yeah.
But so, we did some comedy today.
Who did comedy?
Shit, you hosted, dog. Shout out to Daniel P. Myers.
Shout out to Daniel P. Myers, Satan's lawyer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shout out to Daniel P. Myers, man. You all right, bro?
Dude, that fucking hurt.
Yeah, man, get it together, man. Get it together. Quit eating all the chocolates.
That's pain.
Okay.
Pain. Pain's not my friend, people. I wake up every day in pain. What else?
So.
But so, yeah. Daniel approached us today.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you stepped up. I was about to. But I gave you time to do it. You did a great job.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was scared. I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. I made up things as I went on.
Well, yeah, that's as a host. That's the beautiful thing about being a host is that you get to do that. You just get to go up because it's really not about your set. It's about you just going up there and keeping the show moving and keeping the room happy.
I was trying. I tried to keep the momentum going.
You were doing costume changes.
Yeah.
Yes. He was a prop comic, people.
Yes, tonight I was.
He was a prop comic tonight. It's hilarious.
If I knew that I was going to host,
you would have brought more props.
Absolutely.
I know.
I would have brought more props and I would have had fun with it.
It would have been lovely.
Yeah.
I would have been cracking up.
You know, just, hey, for all new comics that's watching.
All new comics.
Look at this. This means wrap it up. This don't mean keep going.
It means, no, are you sure?
It means wrap it up. It means wrap it up.
I thought this means wrap it.
This means wrap it up.
You're done.
This means wrap it up. That means you're out. Like, yeah. Cut it out. I gave that sound to both. You know, if you're new to it, you got to pay attention to the light. Shout out to New Comics, you know.
Shout out to New Comics.
Hey, you know what? If you're tuned in, if you hit the like, if you hit the subscribe, I don't know it all, but you can... I talk back.
We're learning with you guys. Yeah. What we're doing. Like we said, this is a process, and this is something we've been doing. You know, we've been doing the podcast since we've been doing comedy. We talk about, from day one, us, our mistakes, things we've changed, things we're still working on. Shit, I fucked up tonight. I had a brain. Nobody, I mean, you knew. I guarantee everyone knows my set knew.
Nobody knew.
I keep it moving.
Nobody but me.
But at the same time, it's like, fuck, man. And that's not doing it every night, obviously, or doing the same set all the time. You know what I mean? Right. We get so burnt up with doing the same material, and so you want to do other stuff. But then, look, man, our whole goal is to have an hour. So you got to do that other. You got to stay fresh. You got to keep it fucking like. And if you're not doing it all the time, man, it's tough to bring it in. And when you're jumping from material and then you're trying to think of the time in your head, like, okay, this and that, and it's just like, it's a process.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun, but it's also, you know, I got to take it more seriously because I'm still working on some of my other bits, too. I wanted to try some tonight, and it's just not, I was driving there, and I'm like, it's just still clunky. So doing it on stage probably would have helped iron it out.
You know what? Being a host... You know, being a host at my age, in my 40s,
right.
One thing I did learn is you must be a complete moron if you wear 501 button fly jeans at 40 anything.
Wow.
Because you can't hold it like you used to.
Trying to get it out?
I mean, you got to use the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
And you're hosting, and you're trying to run in between a person that's going on, and you like.
And you know they're going to be fucking short, So you gotta hurry
up. And then you gotta try to button that shit back and run up on stage.
I know what you're talking about.
And then you gotta try not to have pee-pee dribble and stuff.
Pee-pee dribble.
Man, F button fly jeans, okay? At 40 anything. Take it from Cool C. If you're over 40, do not buy button fly jeans. And host comedy.
And host comedy. That's the key.
Yeah.
Hilarious. But you did a wonderful job.
Thanks, man.
You know.
Thanks.
It was a good time, man. We haven't been to the Funny Stop in a while.
You know what? We haven't. You know, shout out to the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. If you're in the Ohio area, go out to the Cuyahoga Falls Funny Stop on Wednesdays.
Yes, support the local open mics.
Local open mics, and it's at a comedy club.
Yes, they got drinks and food.
Drinks and food, and it's at a comedy club. It got lights. If you a stage, if you're not familiar with doing comedy, this is the biggest thing you could do, you know, because the place
Funny
is
Bone
called
and Hilarities ain't doing.
They don't do no open mic, not at the club,
not at the club,
not with stage lights,
no,
not on the stage,
nope.
And plus, it will make your videos look good.
Yep.
So come on out and support live comedy at the Cleveland Funny Stop every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
And if you're a comic or you want to try it out for the first time, come up with at least five people.
Yeah, pack, you know, that bitch,
pack
baby.
It.
It's fun. It's fun when you have a great crowd. You know what I mean? Although, don't tell them not to laugh at anybody else, because that shit's annoying.
And stay. Don't do your set and bounce.
Yeah. Don't do that. Nobody likes that
stay.
Shit.
Stay.
Hey, before we head out, goddamn tornado touchdown.
Here in the Ohio area, yes. I'm over here musty right now,
because
I have no power.
No power.
And I my clothes don't match. I have on mismatched shoes and socks because I have no power. I can't see. I have no light. And I couldn't find my deodorant. And and yes, praying for everybody in Ohio. They got trees down. Like, driving in Ohio is like a maze.
Right?
It's like you go this way.
Detour.
The way you think you're going, and then you're like, I can't go this way. There's a giant-ass tree. You know, where will the Keebler Elves live now? Their houses are gone.
Shit, I think they're living by me because I drive through a fucking forest every time. I got goddamn deer and coyotes.
Deer,
and
coyote, they're all out like
rabbits running around.
They're all,
this bitch.
All out like, what the fuck?
What happened?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Where do we go?
Where do we
I have nowhere to live now. Like, what the fuck? They were living in a giant maple tree.
Yep. And now that maple tree is fucking.
And like, now we're living in the bushes. Like, what the fuck? We in the bushes now, man. You know, like.
Yeah, that shit sucked. I tell you what, man, I was about to take a shower and I just opened the bathroom window and I'd seen all the rain and the wind blowing crazy. I was like, I thought Midnight Trampoline was going to disappear.
Yeah.
that
was just like a sail.
I thought it was just going to fly away.
No, we need that Midnight Trampoline.
Yeah.
If you've jumped on a Midnight Trampoline during this severe weather, you probably would have been like, yo.
Midnight Hurricane.
Yeah. Like, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Midnight Tornado. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I never was.
I never was.
Yeah.
I'm going to see a bitch. I mean, a witch. That crazy.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, you getting messages?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 00 Corey.
Yeah, so you know what? You know, I hope everybody's safe during this storm. Stay safe.
Yeah.
I mean, the storms are cool, but if anybody never been through a giant storm like this, Cleveland never gets that.
Dude, Florida looked like the streets were flooded, dude.
Wow.
You think about, they had an actual hurricane down there. You think about where to live to avoid, like, disasters. I mean, I thought we were pretty good. I didn't know.
We were.
It's been a while for, you know, tornadoes and shit, but the weather's changing.
The weather is changing, but you know what?
I
always thought that, you know, think about this. The tornado touchdown in Parma and Avon.
And in Avon?
I think so, in Avon. So they said, boom, down in Parma.
And went
in Avon, and they'd be like, it was probably like, look, rethink your decisions on this election. You know, like,
man, I don't know. Either way, it's gonna be.
No, yeah. maybe not the election, but it just seems like it picks and chooses
where it wants to go.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man. Everything has a life force, right?
I was waiting for Cobra Commander to come on.
Cobra,
this is Cobra Commander.
I see you guys don't want to listen. I'm gonna have storms come.
Yeah, right. Like,
I'm telling you, man, that's the deep state.
He would have had to come through on phones and stuff because TVs were out. I still haven't seen news. Dante is our weather person from Channel 8. I haven't seen you since the storm, Dante. I don't know what the weather is. I'm looking on my Apple phone, and it has a wind pattern. It has a whole wind.
Wind pattern?
A wind map. It's called a wind map for the weather. And this was my first time ever really paying attention to the wind map. Like, I don't even know. I didn't even know the wind map exists. I feel like I could do the weather now.
I mean, yeah. Just get a green screen, dog.
Yeah.
I got you.
Look at that. Look at the wind map.
You know, I can't see that from here.
Yeah, man, we got a wind
map. Blinded stuff,
y'all. We got a wind map, y'all. You know?
Okay. What is that going to do? Just tell you.
It tells me how fast the wind is.
Okay, don't go on the boat.
Don't go on the boat and.
Don't fly.
You know, if you care about your employees and you know that the severe weather is coming. If you got delivery services, don't send your people out
there.
Dude,
and
for all my drivers out there, remember.
Be safe. Pull over. Be safe.
If you know weather's coming and you're not comfortable in that weather, don't go.
Don't go.
If you say that you don't feel safe as a professional driver, just don't go. Say the reason is you're not coming in is because you do not feel safe.
Yep.
And you can always find another job as a professional driver.
Yep.
And trust and believe if something was to happen to you.
They ain't going to care two spits.
They will have another driver in your position before your body gets cold.
Yes.
Believe that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, you had a good set too, man.
Nah.
I think you did good. You did good, man.
Well, you know. We are to fight another day.
We are our worst critics.
I mean, I got laughs, yeah, but you know, when I was jumping all over and I stumbled and then I.
No one knew that, man.
I mean, people who know my set knew. So it is what it is. It's a lesson turn, you know, lesson you learn, and within a good set, you just come and, like I said, man, you get all this material and you. You don't do it. It's not fresh. We ain't been on stage since, what, a couple weeks ago?
I think I did some comedy the week before last or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's been a while. You know, so.
Yeah, so,
you know,
hey.
It was cool. I had a good night. Every time I go out, man, it's fun. Just because it's, like I said, it's a process. You go out, you do things. They say I'm working on these other bits, but they're not. They're not flushed out yet, man. I'm gonna bring them to the stage. You know,
bring them to the stage, man, and yeah. You know, do your thing. It doesn't matter if it's
flushed out or
one
not.
Or 50 people in the audience, or 50 or 1,000.
Yeah,
do your thing. Give it your all.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
This. Where can they find you at, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or yes. You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. This guy also has a website.
Yes, JustinFullerComedy.com. Please hit the like and subscribe.
It's going to be right here.
Please subscribe. Please tell your friends. Let them know. hit notifications so you know every Tuesday we pop off. I'm going to be getting more little clips out there too. I'm slacking, but I got them ready to rock. You're about to see some from Key Silly, you know, other former guests. Tim Wolf's about to pop.
Tim Wolf.
So, you know, Keith plus Silly. other messages we have that are going to be coming out there.
Yeah, they all coming out there. Key Silly, Tim Wolf.
Yeah.
Some of our older ones, some Greg Morton, some maybe some Hot Breath.
Hot Breath.
Absolutely.
Although, you know, I try to do it, and the quality of the video is.
Oh, man.
Because it was the older one.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
Rob Ward.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great things coming out.
Yeah, we got
Rich Green, Tyrone.
Right.
Gaines.
Tyrone Gaines. We got a lot of good people, man. Yeah. A lot of episodes we had, so make sure you check out all the guests.
Daniel P. Myers. We had some awesome guests.
Yeah. All the Cleveland standouts, baby.
All the Cleveland standouts.
We're about to bring you some more people from all around.
Yeah.
Once again, you know, rest in peace.
OCB, Patrick Mills. DJ Polo.
Check you guys next week. Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.